USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Control of the U.S. House of Representatives hinged on Monday on several tight races that could secure a majority for Republicans following midterm elections, having won 212 seats compared to Democrats, 206, with 218 needed for a majority. But the final outcome might not be known for days as officials continue counting ballots nearly a week after Americans went to the polls. Wall Street's main indexes ended lower on Monday, with real estate and discretionary sectors leading broad declines as investors digested comments from U.S. Federal Reserve officials about plans for interest rate hikes. The National Basketball Association has been sued by three longtime referees who said the league fired them this year after they refused to be vaccinated against COVID-19 over religious objections. This is USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.